Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Nobody Panic!
Welcome! Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here.
Do you need any support, Tessa?
Oh, constantly.
I can't help you now, but hopefully at the end of this episode I will!
Hooray!
Yes. So the episode's about how to be more supportive.
I had to do a group search just now on what to make for dinner.
Great.
And you supported me.
Oh my God, I did.
Remember? That happened but seconds ago.
So supporting can be as simple as just engaging
Absolutely.
In someone's problem.
That's exactly it.
Wow.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I took it down a different direction during my research.
Absolutely. Go for it.
So I'm going to be sort of interspersing today's tips with just some facts about how buildings support their own weight.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Thoughts are very positive.
Thank you.
And I really support your choices.
See, very clever, because she couldn't say no. So
she couldn't say no.
What other thing have you done this week?
Mine is that, oh, you'll like this. Remember how nearly 3 years ago, my laptop, the number one, Q, A, Z, and the delete button stopped working.
And you continued to write emails on it and just really struggle.
Yes, so I got myself...
Well, first you have a big, massive keyboard.
No, that was actually second. First step was the first keyboard that looked nice.
No, like a nice little keyboard.
The nice Apple.
That would attach to your laptop.
Not the Apple one, but the cheap knockoff.
Mm.
Then I got water on that.
Yeah.
So now I had to use two keyboards at once.
And one was absolutely massive, like one of those old keyboards at school that
those
you would
Dell
be like,
processor. Yes. And it was like 2 foot long.
It was like
and so my backpack couldn't close. So it was just out the top of my backpack.
Walked around with a giant keyboard.
And once I got out the back of a car with my laptop on and the keyboard caught, and then I fell backwards back into the car.
Yeah.
And then I thought, abandon ship here.
Mm.
So then I got rid of the Dell keyboard, and then I was just trying to do a workaround.
Mm.
So the A was copied and pasted, so I had to press the letter V for the A.
Exhausting.
Years this has been going on.
It's absolutely astounding to watch you from afar.
Yeah.
Technologically, don't know how you do it.
Guess what I did?
I don't know.
Took it in, got it fixed.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You've got a laptop?
Yes. It's actually there now.
Oh my God.
It's with him now.
Christ.
His name's Saeed. He lives at IT Fix in King's Cross.
I mean, don't give him his address.
Right, no. It was the custom.
Sorry. I didn't even think. I thought you were just going to give his home address out. I'm like, Tessa, don't dox the man. He's trying to help
what
you.
What does dox mean?
That's when people give out people's contact details online or in a public forum. To
DOX?
DOXX.
I've seen that and I thought it was a sex thing.
Could be.
Like a...
That's
no,
probably...
An
if you're having sex and then you shout out their address.
To who?
You just start recording a podcast.
Yeah.
That's my other podcast. I'm having sex now.
Yeah.
It's not gone as well.
I've been doxxed. And you... He had sex with a boy who has a podcast and he started recording it. Dreadful business.
Really bad.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for telling me what doxing is. No, it's called IT Fix.
Great.
That's. I'm sure he would like the business. Yeah, I just walked in. I was like, please... Please take this
Help
off me.
Me.
Please, we've come too far. That's and he's nice. Like, did it happen this week? And I was like, oh no.
2016.
No, it did not happen this week. It happened so long ago. Anyway, so I feel so good by being like, for God's sake, just do it. Just fix it.
Now you're going to be a woman with, because Tessa's currently using a fancy like iPad and a little keyboard that is supposed to be with it.
Yeah, yeah, it like flicks.
Flicks and then, around, it stands up, it closes, and then you're going to be a woman.
You can hear that, everyone at home.
You're just going to be a technologically, I'd say, quite sound woman.
Quite sound. That's what people are going to say. They'd be like, wow.
Tessa's quite technologically quite sound.
Yeah, she looks pretty sound. Yeah, also, when he turns it on, And I had to be like, oh, this is a special way to get in because all the buttons are broken. And then it was some of my Photoshop work.
Right.
A little design of some peas I'd been working on. But I said, imagine if it was porn. And he like did not think that was funny.
No,
and then
he's seen a lot.
He said, please, you have so many tabs like that. And I was like,
please. I've never seen anybody with the amount of tabs open. It makes me incredibly sad and upset.
Yeah, it makes me really upset.
You can only see the first letter of each tab. So I don't understand how you...
If you think you've got a lot of tabs, imagine if each of your tabs was now five tabs.
Yeah.
That's how close. And you're like, one letter per tab? Surely not. Yes.
Yeah, I imagine as well that if you have got too many tabs in Google Chrome, you will then just switch to Safari to open some more tabs
up. Oh, baby! Yes. Yes. Hey, there's too many tabs here. Better move my search engine to somewhere more clean.
Oh, God.
If I press the number three, a picture of an Amish horse comes up and no one knows why.
Saeed will find out.
Hopefully he'll tell me. I was like, I've got a command lock here for somehow on the number three.
That's excellent.
Picture of the horse every time.
Brilliant.
What's your adult thing?
Again, mine's more basic and more boring than anyone could ever imagine. As we've spoke about in, I think we did an assertive episode, didn't we? Quite early on.
Yeah.
About being assertive. And we were like, being assertive is telling people what to do and being like, no, pay me more. And it is, but it's also subtler than that.
Yes, it is.
It's saying things like, I'd like this actually to go for dinner here. Oh my God.
I made a choice. I will stick to my choice.
Oh, make her choice. Terrifying. By the way, if you're listening, that's the most quoted thing when people come up to us and go, oh, we really like your podcast. They go, make a choice. And that terrifies me.
Is that something we were chanting during the episode?
We were like, make a choice. And then at various gigs and things, people will chant make a choice at me.
Well, famously, right after doing it, famously. We did that gig together,
one after another.
On the day of the football when we were in the semi-final.
Yes.
And people were watching the thing. We went into extra time and I was like, I literally cannot make a choice. I was like, should we just put the gig? I don't want to do this gig.
Yeah,
should we
just watch the football?
The football?
And everyone's like going, make a choice. Yeah, but it was like we'd created an army.
It was horrendous.
Yeah, please don't do that.
It is so important. No, I say stick to it. It's so important to make a choice.
So it is. Don't chant like,
oh, please, you just pick. No. I'll just go wherever you want to go.
Absolutely. No, fully agree. I'm on board.
Make a choice.
I think when there's like 60 people all chanting at you, it gets quite frightening.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I made a choice.
Well done.
In a way. So my thing isn't not knowing where to go for dinner. My thing is not wanting to have an opinion on something in case people think I'm stupid.
Right.
So like if a film is
not one
out,
that's ever worried me ever.
I know. I'm aware. Just to back yourself, I will say that. So if everyone's like, that film was awful, I'd be like, I just will not say anything if I liked it. And I was in a conversation recently. I went to go and see a film. I was in a conversation and everyone was like, oh, it was dreadful. I hate everything.
Do you want to tell us the film?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yes.
Lots of think pieces on it. It's a while ago. I came to the party quite late. The party being the cinema, I watched the film quite late.
Right.
I had to go back and like find all the think pieces because I was like, I want to know what everyone was saying last week.
Yeah.
And it was very hard, but I found lots of stuff about how some people sort of thought it was misogynistic, some people thought it was really boring, some people thought lots of elements of it were wrong or maybe just one scene or so. And I was like reading everything, being like, what do I think? Because sometimes when I see what I think someone else has said, I'm like, oh, it's that. That's what I think. And I was like, you know what? I actually really liked it. I thought there were some problematic elements, but I think Quentin Tarantino is, at least he's saying what he's doing, he's having a go. He's doing some things. It's better than watching another very sanitized superhero movie, which I literally can't cope with anymore.
Absolutely. So foot fetish or nay?
Lots of feet in it. But I thought it was fine.
The man's got a foot fetish.
If he likes a foot, put the foot in. Like, I think it's fine. It didn't bother me. I was just like, oh, another foot.
It's more like, well, where's the foot, you know?
Whoa. Oh, I see. When there's
every
not
time
a
you
foot,
watch a Tarantino movie, you're waiting for the foot.
Yeah. Well,
if you're
didn't
new to this information, by the way, Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish, and if you watch his movies, every single film has got a lady's bare foot in it.
This had like men, women, all the feet.
Oh, great. Oh, he's really branched out.
I think. Yeah. I think there's some man feet in it. Anyway, the point is that I was like, I like the film, and then everyone went, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I thought it was good. I thought I really liked spending time in their world. I like those actors. I don't know what they're like as people, but as actors, very good. And I didn't like quite a few of his films, but I quite liked this one. And everyone went, okay. No one went, oh, we'll have to kill you. Which for some
Yay!
Reason, it's obviously how I'm acting.
But crucially, nothing happened as a result.
Nothing happened. And also, if the worst case scenario, I think, is that someone goes, oh, no, I didn't. They're not saying like, and you're an idiot, you know? They're just going, oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, so I've hated things and then someone's gone, oh, so-and-so absolutely loved it. And I'd be like, what? But I wouldn't. It would be like, oh, so-and-so's a moron. I'm probably what
Yeah, you would, yeah. Because yeah. I think that's
but
what
I,
you
but
said.
But I wouldn't really... It wouldn't be a genuine feeling.
No.
I wouldn't... I would just be like, oh, let's talk about it.
You wouldn't actually care.
No, I wouldn't actually care at all.
Yeah. Because you're just engaging in the art yourself.
Yeah, exactly. We're all just here with our own flawed ideas.
Oh, my God, we absolutely are. And architects have to take into account flaws in buildings because the horizontal forces that work against it as well as the vertical.
So,
talking of support, do you feel that you're a supportive friend?
I hope so. Do you think I'm supportive?
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes.
Sometimes not, obviously.
Well, as in, like, I think everyone is supportive with things that they feel... that they can support. And then if they're like, I don't know how to help or whatever, then it's easy to kind of not.
So I think I wanted to do this episode because, especially because we work in such a creative industry with people's any kind of creative dream, I will be arguably too supportive. And
tough
I will
love.
Encourage it too hard until you don't want to do it
and
anymore.
And then get angry.
And get angry with you. So like, I will be at your stuff. I love to come and watch anybody do anything.
Oh yeah, you're very, very
I'm like
supportive
there.
Like
that comes very easy to
hovering
me.
At the door, hovering trying at the to get door. In quite late.
Yeah, I'm coming in now. So that element of the support, like I would happily go and get anybody from the airport at any time of the night and you could sleep on my sofa for as long as you liked. Like those things to me come so easily. But I think the thing I find hard is like taking people's decisions and choices they've made, especially as we get older and people are making these like big life decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
And me to be like, you are happy and I support that.
I see in your face, yes. Because you want to be like, no!
No!
Boo! Don't go out with that man!
He's
bad!
For example. Yes. You know, I can be very supportive in some areas and I suspect I'm extremely unsupportive in others and that I worried that people would increasingly sort of not tell me things.
Because they don't want to be shouted at.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I sort of back that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I haven't wanted to tell you things because I'm like, oh, I think Tessa won't like that. And then I'm worried that then we won't have anywhere to go because you'll be like, no, and I'll be like, I know! And then we'll just sit there in silence.
I mean it. I can tell that's a aspect of my personality and I would like to improve it, please.
Excellent. No, I was just saying, I think everybody, if you think about yourself as in terms of supportive, will have elements that you are better at than others. When someone needs help, I always presume they have a closer friend and they actually, I'll just be getting in the way.
Yeah.
Always. And I think I've started to be like, no, like I don't have to be like, call them up or impose myself. I could just offer to go for a drink with them or I could offer, why don't I come around and make you some dinner? Like, whereas I'm constantly like, oh, I'll be a bother if I get involved, which actually means that you're unsupportive. And it's...
Yeah, and it's come from a genuine place, which is like, oh, I don't want to be an issue here.
It's not malice. It's not like, I don't care.
Whereas I think, you know, the older we get and the more stuff people go through and people go through, you know, awful things.
Yeah. But it stops being like, oh, I didn't get a good exam result on my GCSEs. And it starts being like, I've married the wrong man and I need a divorce. And
yeah.
You're like, wow, I don't know how to support
that. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, I didn't know what to say or I didn't know what to do. And I think it's like, there's no right thing to say.
Yeah.
So therefore, anything is fine.
Yeah.
There's no perfect thing to say that's going to fix this situation. The situation is bad. So you can say anything you like.
Yeah.
Just showing up or just being present or...
And people will appreciate the fact that you've offered some support. Even if that support didn't necessarily do anything for them positively, it's not going to negatively impact their lives that someone reached out and was like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's always... No one's ever said, how are you doing? And I've gone, oh, fuck off. Like, they're always like, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to answer just then, but I will. And I like the fact that that person has reached out in at all.
To shout out to our great friend, Freya of Lazy Susan.
Freya Parker.
In a fantastic sketch group called Lazy Susan, who's short... You can find on BBC iPlayer. It's really
good. Oh my God, it's so good.
But she, maybe last year, a good friend of mine lost their dad after a long illness and they knew it was coming. And I said, I didn't know if I should go to the funeral or what. And Freya was like, ah, don't be absurd. Just go. Like, of course, just go. Just show up. And I just did. I just texted them and I said, hello, if it's okay with you, I'd love to come on Thursday. And then I just took myself off and because I felt being like, oh, I don't, you know, I didn't know him at all and I didn't want to, I felt like, oh, is this wrong, is this, you know, whatever, should I just stay out of the way, like, but actually they were so appreciative, you know, of people of being there, and it made me be like, oh, I gotta be better at just like not doing exactly what you're saying about being like, oh, they've got closer friends, they've got better people, like, I'll just be in the way, just being like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm offering that
the
support.
The absolute worst case scenario is that you'd gone there and they just got on with it. Like, no one's going to go, I wish you'd leave.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you're the estranged lover or something. No. And you've, you know, in I which mean, case, do not
Do
come.
Not, I'd say. There's certain things that, yeah, you can say you're being supportive, but you're not. You're just trying to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
For example.
What's that?
No, as in like, so many...
It feels like that's coming from a very real place.
Oh, so many times friends have been desperately trying to tell me why it's a good idea they go to see their ex-boyfriend because their ex-boyfriend's auntie has been taken
ill.
And you're like, that is not why you're going to see your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I see.
I should text him. No, I should. And you're like, why? Why would... He doesn't even know his auntie. That sort of thing. Mm-hmm, I don't mean me. I'm in a very stable relationship for years.
Who's trying to, I was like, somebody's really trying to have sex with you, but
well, that's always trying to happen. That's constantly an issue with me.
Offering his support, but it's sex
it's
again.
Always sex.
So yeah, do you have a little check-in with yourself and see, is it sex or is it support?
that's the take-home.
And
sex
if it's
or support.
Just support, then plow on. If it's sex, have a wank. Stevie, no.
Yeah, go on.
Have a regroup is what I was going to say.
Which could mean.
It could mean have wank and pop out.
Have a wank and pop out.
But if it's not a sex thing, I think it's clear to just be like, just plow on, you know?
Yes.
And don't be like, you know, you're saying like, can I come around and make you dinner? Like, there's nobody in the world who wouldn't appreciate that. Because I think we see so many of the like adverts on the tube for as mental health becomes like so much more at the forefront. It's all like, reach out, like ask for help, like, you know, call the Samaritan. It's like, and there is so many places to reach out to. But if you're going through a tough time, it is so hard to reach out.
It's almost impossible.
Those boards should say, text someone.
Yeah, make sure your mate's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, are they all okay today? Yeah. So like when you're listening to this, I would love if everybody just texted somebody. Not that someone they text every day, but, you know, someone they were like, oh, yeah, I don't check in with that person enough.
Yeah, even if it's just like someone started a new job or something, you're just like, oh, how's the new job going?
Yeah, just like do a little Rolodex of all your friends and family in your head and be like, what are they going through? Has anyone got a new job? Has anyone just done a thing? Be like, hey, how did that thing go? And it makes so much of a difference when somebody that you weren't thinking about that day texts you to say, how did this go? And you're
I've just got incredibly sad because I don't think, like, very few people do that with me. Like, as in being like, how did your thing go? Imagine if you...
I text you, how did your thing go?
You do, actually. But that's what I mean. Like, I don't mean I'm sad because I don't have any friends. Mm. I mean, I'm sad because that used to be a thing that you do all the time. You'd be checking in with your friends
constantly.
Well,
that's because you were in class together. Yeah. You knew where they were because they just left the classroom.
How was science?
So they, yeah, exactly. You could constantly say, how did it go in science? Because you were sat beside them. You know, so it was easy to remember where everyone was and what everyone was doing and what they were going through.
Yeah.
Or like, you knew they were going for their driving test, whatever, because they made a song and dance about it all week, you know? So then they came back in the room and you had to say, how did it go?
Yes.
You know, so like it was easier in the past and now we're so distant from each other that you have to make the effort to be like, is anyone taking a driving test today?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. God, who is driving?
Who's driving and who needs me to check in on them?
If only we had, oh my God, I just thought of the worst idea in the world, and a huge shared calendar that everyone stuffs in. That's basically social media, isn't it?
But that thing is like, it is that. But the calendar's too hard to use.
Yeah, exactly. You can't actually reach anyone's actual appointments.
I'm obsessed with this AI I've invented.
Oh, great.
It's my conviction that everything in your house that's just like, you know, like a lost jigsaw piece or whatever, somebody in the world needs that jigsaw piece.
Okay.
But like, there's no way they'd ever...
Know that it's in your kitchen.
Yeah, or that they would ever bother to like ask the internet...
I see.
For this one jigsaw piece. But we could like fix so many things if everybody just knew all the things that everybody else
needed.
And
what's the AI element?
The AI is some kind of computer that just does that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
no,
that somebody just sorts it out. It's basically just like the internet, but it's more involved. You don't have to put the information in.
Okay, great. Now that sounds sort of the internet of things.
Yeah.
Finding things.
But also, you know, a little thing that popped up and said like, so-and-so's thing was today.
I mean, I think that's got a phone reminder. We can just put things in our calendars.
Right, put things in your calendar.
That's, we've gone full circle.
Okay, great.
Put things in your appointments calendar. Someone's birthday, because I had this awful thing where I was not on Facebook and then I just forgot everyone's birthdays. It's like, probably just put them in your diary, you lazy so-and-so.
Yeah. I was gonna say,
cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In terms of like actual practical things you can do when you are supporting mm-hmm. people, sometimes you don't want advice to fix the problem. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't understand that and you have to actually tell them, like, I don't want advice. And you as a person, I know that, but then that will stop me supporting people because I'll be like, well, I don't know what to do or say. Tess is holding up her phone, which just says, be quiet and just listen. That is true. And sometimes when you are supporting someone, you do just have to be quiet and listen. And I found this like fun, wasn't really fun, a chart that had things that you might want to say and then things that you should replace it with. Mm-hmm. So you might, and I do this, when somebody tells me something that's happened to them, my first instinct is to, because I find it helpful, but not everyone does, is to find a parallel in my life. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. This happened to me and this is how I dealt with it. So is that helpful? Mm-hmm. But that can often, by jumping in and saying your own thing, it removes the attention from them and it's time for you to be giving them attention mm-hmm. and for them to feel like you are. Because the moment you go, oh, this happened to me, then they might just subconsciously be like, oh yeah, of course, I've been talking about myself far too much. And you don't ever want someone to feel like that because people feel like that anyway. So it's rather than saying things like, I know how you feel, just being like, God, that can be really hard. So if you want to interject, just interject with like supportive mm-hmm, statements mm-hmm. rather than taking it away. And the other thing is to try not to use leading questions like, oh, and you must feel like this. Because then you get into a situation where they're like, no, oh, but yeah, I guess okay. I do.
And so even what are you supposed to say? Just how does that make you feel?
Yeah, well, I mean, here it just says, I'm sorry. Oh, that's a bit much. What's that like for you?
What's that like for you?
Is the other one. I mean, that's an odd one. Just going, I'm sorry, over and over again. Yeah, and also, if you want to say, oh, actually, I have an experience that was similar, you can talk about that later, but when you go to sort of say that, rather than saying, what happened to me was this, you should say, that happened to me, but I want to know, how are you? Mm. Like, always bringing it back to them. And whenever they say, oh, I'm probably talking too much, like, no, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I want to know.
And when they deflect away, be like, let's bring that
let's
back.
Let's bring it back.
Come
yeah.
on. Stay with it.
That was quite intense. Let's bring that back.
Let's bring that back.
You will want to say, oh, I found this helpful, or I've read this article about this or whatever. But actually, only ever, it says here, give advice if it's asked for. If they say, have you mm-hmm. read anything, or has this ever happened to you? Like, let them fully dictate the conversation.
Yes.
And I think that might be helpful if you're saying as well, like if someone comes to you with advice and you want to be like, shut up, come on, sort yourself out. You can say all those things, but you can like wait and see what they want. Because if they literally end up being like, so I don't know, some tough love would be helpful, then you can be like,
oh, I
here
that.
I am.
Yeah.
Whereas if they're like,
no one has
sad.
ever looked me in the eye and said some tough love would be helpful, which is a sign to me that is not what people want and I should stop giving it out.
I think some people do. I think I definitely have benefited from you being like,
no, you haven't. You don't have to pretend.
No,
you're
I haven't
so
benefited.
Deep in the Stockholm syndrome.
No, but it's people need a kind of collage of different advice from different people before they feel like they have sorted a problem out, I suppose. Mm-hmm. You're never going to fully solve someone else's problem, just you.
No. As famous magical golf caddy...
A quote's coming.
Bag of Vans. says, in the legend of Bag of Vans.
Bag of Vans. Oh wow, again, that was, I just could not have guessed that was what you were going to say. Played by Will Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Played by everyone's favourite magical golf caddy,
William Smith.
He says, I cannot show you the answer. I can only help you find the way.
Now tee off.
Now tee off. You can't be like, by the way, it's in the It's in the flower pot.
Yeah.
It's the Wizard of Oz, you know?
Yes.
They're like, why don't you just say, click my heels at the beginning, you idiot? Why are we, how, what are we doing here? It's like, yeah. You had to find it on your own. Like, seems pretty tedious.
Yeah, but it's
true. But it turns out it wasn't about the clicking. It was never about the clicking, the heels.
Yes.
It was never about that. It was about getting all the way through Oz.
Yeah, it's about learning yourself. So when it's like that classic thing of when you ask people for advice and they give you the answer that you don't want to hear, you're like, okay. And then you ask someone else until someone says, yeah, stay with him. And then you're like, yeah, I'll stay with him. Like, okay, you just wait for the, or everyone tells you one thing and you end up just completely ignoring it and being like, yeah, but I was right. So you need to come to the decision yourself.
On your own, yeah.
But you're being, not you specifically, but we are all, when we are being supportive, we're helping and guiding that person.
Yes,
to,
we
hopefully
are being the golf caddy.
Make a decision, yeah.
To, all you have to do is just hold the bag and be there. Like,
Whenever you're supporting, whenever I'm supporting anyone now, I'm going to be thinking of the legend of Bag of Hands.
Yeah, it's like you cannot hit that golf ball for them, no matter how good you are at golf.
Or you like, just hold the.
There's
brackets?
Nothing you can do. All you can do is
club sticks.
Clubs, the sticks. The old golf sticks.
The golf sticks.
Hold his golf sticks and clap. That's literally all you can do, and it's so frustrating.
Hold the golf sticks and clap.
And it's so frustrating because you might be incredible.
Sorry. It's really got me.
You might be amazing at golf.
Yes.
And you're like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no point.
Or hold your arms, then we'll do it.
I'll throw it for you. And they're like, that's not what we're here for. You just have to stand back and let them golf.
And it is frustrating to watch someone, to just really stretch this analogy out.
Please.
Golf and they're terrible.
Yeah.
And you're an amazing caddy holding them sticks and clapping.
Yeah.
But they are not hitting anything and they continue to for 18 holes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God. But you can never show frustration.
No.
Because you are the caddy.
You can be like, perhaps a bit lower, sir. You can try your best to whisper, but
in like a creepy voice as well.
Yeah. And also in the be quiet and listen thing, when there are pauses in the conversation, that is that person like gathering their thoughts and like deciding what to do next.
Yeah, you do have to fill the gap.
You do not have to fill that gap, as I did recently by saying, have you seen the popular documentary Fire Festival?
Right, yeah.
And alluding to this person's work crisis they were telling me about by a thing that was in Fire Festival.
Yes.
Which was not unhelpful, but was not helpful.
The filling in the gaps when someone
don't
is...
Don't do it. Just
went with
sit.
Sad.
And it's obviously difficult because you're like...
Yeah. I fell over the other day. Should we talk about that? Like, you just want to say anything.
You want to help so much.
Yeah, and also don't be frustrated if between the two of you, you don't solve the issue. And because whenever anyone is giving me advice or being supportive to me, I feel a real pressure to be like, sort of like, you know, when we're doing this podcast and we'll like do like a little roundup at the end, like, so this is what you should do. Yeah. Do this, is this. Like, I always am like, yeah, I guess so that I'll do this and this and this to make the other person feel like that they've been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm listening. I will try. But there often isn't a conclusion. There's being supportive, I guess, is like an ongoing thing.
It's all 18 holes of this shit. Let's hear from Cindy Sanson Braff, relationship coach and psychic medium.
Thank God.
Thank God she's on the scene.
Right.
Author of Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships.
All the experts
now,
in this episode.
I'm actually going to disagree with everything Cindy says here.
Okay.
Because she says, my husband has a wonderful way of comforting me when I start losing it. He says, he looks at me, smiles and says, I love you. And then asks, what can I do to help you? He sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found him,
supportive,
Cindy. He sounds fantastic. Supportive. So the I love you bit, I'm all down to clown. Mm. That sounds wonderful. But then the what can I do to help you can sometimes be such an overwhelming question.
Yes.
That you're like, I don't know.
It puts the onus on the person who is in pain or
to say,
suffering. Yeah.
Please face this. And they'll probably be like, just give me space. Or you know, they probably don't know what the answer is.
Otherwise, nothing. I'm fine.
So what can I do to help you? While it coming from a wonderful place, thank you, Cindy's husband. So maybe it's something that you previously, if a person gets themselves freaked out about things or always gets worried about such and such a thing, and this could be your partner or just a friend or a relative or whatever, having a conversation in a calm time where you say, hey, what do you need me to do when this happens?
Yeah.
Like, what do you need from me? Say somebody gets very freaked out on the underground or traveling or at the airport will always freak out.
Sure.
What is it you need from that person in that situation? So they're ready to be like...
I see, yeah. Do I need distraction?
Do you want distraction? Do you want to just be ignored? Do you need
to hold my hand and we don't talk about it?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Which of this smorgasbord of support tools would you like to choose for the future in this crisis?
People often say, like, I'm here for, you know, anything, just give me a call.
Mm.
And that's, people still say that even though they know that no one's going to call anybody, which shows how sort of empty that actually is.
Yeah.
They mean it at the time, but then, you know, there are so many people who said that to me. And then when I'm actually like, having a problem. It's like, well, I'm not going to obviously contact that person
yeah.
who I used to work with 10 years ago and I haven't seen. Like, why would I? I don't know what to say. But if you're trying to be supportive, if you do anything to help, so even if you don't know what to do, so say somebody's grieving or something and you don't know what to do and you've sent a message or whatever and you go, okay, well, maybe I could just leave a little parcel of food or like leave a little like cooked lasagna or something with them because they might be struggling to, I don't know, cook for themselves mm-hmm. or maybe I'll transfer them some Uber Eats vouchers or so. Do you know, anything like
that? Sounds
like
lovely. That. Both those suggestions are great.
Doing anything just shows that you are there to do more specific things. Do yeah. you know what I mean? So like if you say like, I'm there, that's lovely, but that person won't necessarily be like, oh, I'll call Stevie. Oh, I'll call Tessa. Whereas if you've shown some sort of token that like, I am there and I've also thought about you this much, then I think the person will feel more able to open up to you
yes.
and say, I need this specifically. I'm talking about bigger things. I know that your point is true about just being there and asking the person, like,
it's
what
do you
need?
It's the same thing, like, because nobody in their right mind, when someone said, if you need anything, let me know, which is obviously a wonderful thing that, and people mean it, but they don't know what that thing is. And nobody on the receiving end of that offer is going to be like, could I have
a job,
some Uber Eats vouchers. yeah, yeah. You know, like yeah. no one's ever,
like a sandwich,
no one
Karen.
Knows what they want. They just need, a golf caddy is what they're saying.
Yeah.
So like the golf caddy doesn't say, I mean, I'm not really sure. I've never played a round of golf.
I've never seen a golf caddy.
But I think the golf caddy says, I think you want a club iron or a crowbar or
a
putting
famously.
Stick. I think the caddy suggests a good stick. I think.
And a ball maybe?
Yeah, and the ball.
Do they suggest balls?
They carry your stuff and they suggest, and they give you the right ball for the
yes.
right hole. Whatever.
Okay.
So like, even if that thing is wrong, even if you're like, can I get you XYZ? Can I get you a drink? Can I bring some food around? In that, what can I do to help situation? When you say like, do you want to be distracted? You can be like, no, but I do want this.
Yes.
Or like, just saying, what do you need is too open-ending a question.
I say, yeah, of course, coming in with a specific. Yes.
Yeah, even if that specific is wrong, at least now we've got something to work from because we're like,
absolutely.
Oh, okay, it's not this.
Yes,
it's not this thing that we need.
Yeah, and also being aware that your support might often be go away for a bit. Sometimes you have to support people by backing off or by giving them space, and that can be very hard because you can be like, well, that's not, I'm not supporting, I'm not helping at all, you hate me. But it's, you have to, I suppose, constantly be like, it's not about me, like it's about the other person.
Yeah.
And that can be very hard too. So it's basically, yeah, like I suppose what we're saying in as many different ways is you let the person lead, obviously to a point. I'm very aware that within relationships, for example, you can be in situations, like I've been in situations with past relationships where I've been incredibly supportive, but to a point where I'm actually just a doormat, mm-hmm. you know? Also in relationships as well, when something has happened, rather than just like in general, mm-hmm. like in general, if you find yourself doing this all the time, then obviously have like a look at it. But I mean, yeah, when things have happened with friends or with partners or family members or something, that's kind of what we're focusing on. They lead what they need and you have to try and just be there. Not giving advice and not trying to dictate the conversation is really important.
Yeah. A friend at the airport recently, when I had done all the booking for something, which is my nightmare.
Yeah, wow.
I hate it. And I had done everything. Obviously, I was like in the check-in queue, spiraling.
Oh, absolutely.
Out of my sweet mind.
God.
Holding my passport open in case it wasn't my passport, you know, just like, and they, instead of being like, calm down or stop freaking out, they said, it's all right. If it's all wrong, we'll go to Walton Towers.
And right. I was like, oh, pressure's off.
We'll go to Walton Towers. And they were like, if anything, better.
like, oh, no.
I was like, should we go to, do you want, is that what you want? But like, you know, just having somebody knowing exactly what I needed, which was to say,
just like
it's all right.
Perspective.
Fine. And
that saying it's all right is probably, that is the way to be supportive. You just say, it's all right. Or, yeah, isn't it rubbish? I'm so sorry. Isn't it? Just talk about it to me. Rather than being like, no, well, let's do this. Or, why are you upset? Or don't question it. Just be in it. And
not saying like, you know, obviously, you know, oh, don't cry. It's like, hey, cry. Let it out.
Absolutely. Cry more,
please.
I'll cry. Should we both?
Is that what you need from your caddy? Shall I cry?
Bag of hands just crying with
in the
sticks,
background.
Clapping.
And I guess a slightly different type of support is the version of your friend who's made terrible choices.
Sure.
And you're just like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it gets to a point, the older you get, where like, if they're happy and they seem safe,
If you can see further down the line that is going to be a problem? Well, they've got to learn and swim themselves.
Yeah.
They've made that choice.
Yeah. And then ultimately, if you really do back yourself that this is a bad choice,
kill them. I'm sorry.
Be there when they need you.
Yes, of course. When it all comes crashing down, don't go, I told you so.
Yeah. A friend of a friend informed me that she'd been married for a long time to somebody to prove a point. Because everybody, right, when she got married, had said, he's a piece of shit. And so she was like, you don't even know him.
And then he is a piece of shit.
And then she was like, oh, fuck, he's a piece of shit. But then she couldn't get out of it because she thought everyone would be like, I told you so.
That's terrifying.
Which, like, ultimately, they will be like, yeah, but we don't want you to stay with him.
We don't want you to be unhappy.
Who are you doing this for?
Yeah. Like, we were telling you he's a dick because we wanted you to be happy. That's the only reason.
We don't want you to stay in it to prove, like, you just got to swallow your pride and be like, guys, here's a piece of shit. I put my hands up. You know? And obviously it's a tricky thing to do. As Cindy says, I mean, the book's called Why Good People Stay in Bad Relationships. You know?
Wow. Okay.
They're complex and tricky things. That wasn't from Cindy. She did not stay with her piece of shit.
No, she's got a wonderful man. The opposite of a piece of shit.
He sounds great.
A nice man. A wee. No, it doesn't matter.
What?
The opposite of a piece of shit is a wee.
Yeah, could be.
Sure.
Could be.
Sure. Well, hopefully that helps.
Yeah. I, for one, am really, really going to try.
I completely forgot all my building facts. I was so interested.
Oh my God, tell us one.
No, because I think they're sort of moot now.
But what is the thing about the horizontal forces?
I've forgotten it. I won't tell you. I'll leave you with... When there are issues that occur due to precipitation or floods, that's called subsidence and can be an issue for building support. Subsidence is a stain which is softening the soil leads to a shift in the building's position. It is usually resolved by pumping concrete under the building.
Oh.
Pump concrete under your building.
Others' buildings.
Others' buildings. And your own.
Whether they wanted it or not.
Get pumping.
So guys.
Hopefully that was helpful on an engineering
send
level.
Send a text right this second. How did that thing go? In fact, just say, how did that thing go to like 10 friends? Yeah. And I guarantee one of them will be like, oh, thank you for asking. It went terribly.
Yeah.
Because they probably had a thing.
Support is bag of answering.
That is what support is.
Just do a bit of bag
of
answering.
You cannot golf for them. You can only hold the bags.
Mm. Please do tweet us at NobodyPanicPod or email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And do spread the word of the Nobody Panic vibes. If you liked it, if you don't, I don't know, don't say anything.
So you can come and rate and review us and like and subscribe and all
those things. Be our friends.
We love all your... Thank you for all your bag of ants, Ing.
Bag of ants, Ing.
You've given us so many lovely stars on iTunes.
Yeah, I feel very supported.
So there's so much concrete pumped under my building.
Oh my.
There's so much concrete under this building, am I right?
There's so much.
It's so
solid.
It's so held up on your support. If anything, too solid.
I can build a basement.
We back
in
ourselves
there.
Too much.
Mm. Goodbye and see you next week.
See you next week, Kate. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.